Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold and listen to Frank Sinatra.
Night and day. Only you, neath the moon or under the sun.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Old Gold Cigarettes, the treasure of them all, presents Songs by Sinatra.
What songs to sing, though? That's the problem. I suppose I ought to bark a bright one to open. You know the song I like, boys? In the Baggage Coach Ahead, Marvin?
Oh, boss, my musical appreciation isn't that corny. No, the tune I like is that one about Old MacDonald had a farm with an oink oink.
Uh-huh. Marvin, my boy, stage left is that away. Go ask tonight's guest, Jack Carson, what he'd like. Say, Axel, what song do you think I should lead off with?
Personally, I like Day by Day.
You have to. You wrote it.
Boss, I just checked with your guest, Jack Carson, like you told me.
And what did Jack say he'd like?
A martini and hold the onion.
Carson's bigger than I am. He can hold his own onion. Hey, Pipers, you got any brainstorms about an opening ditty?
Well, how about that fine old madrigal? Who threw the Bobby Sox in Frank Sinatra's chowder?
That's pretty peachy. Tie on a bib and join me, won't you?
Somebody loves me, I wonder who. I wonder who she can be. Somebody loves me, I wish that I knew. Who she can be worries me. 'Cause every girl who passes me, I shout, hey, maybe you were meant to be my loving babe.
You were meant to be my baby.
Somebody loves me, I wonder who. Maybe it's you.
Won't you believe me? Somebody loves me, I wonder who. I wonder who that baby can be.
She's a
killer, thriller.
Somebody loves me, I wish that I knew. Who she can be worries me. 'Cause every chick that passes by, I shout,
hey, baby, baby, it's you.
You were meant to be my loving baby.
Somebody loves me, I just wonder who. Oh, maybe, baby, maybe it's you.
Thank you, Pied Pipers, and keep those eight Titanic tonsils warmed up. On account of we're sending you right back into the game in a jiffola.
Hey, boss, excuse me, but Jack Carson says while you're singing, he wants to see his script.
His script?
Well, you know how Jack is. Whenever he does a guest spot, he likes to check the jokes and run over his part in the playlist.
The jokes and the play... playlist.
This here, the Jack Carson script, boss?
Lay off that, Marv. That's the score of Oh, What It Seemed to Be. That's the tune. That's the tune on the other side of our Columbia record, Day by Day.
Well, maybe this is a Carson script.
You love this number, Marvin. It's one
boss,
of the...
Exactly where is the Jack Carson script?
Marvin, can you keep a secret?
No. I'm just a big blabbermouth. Of course I can keep a secret.
Marv, just between you and me, there isn't any Carson script. Hey, Jack! Jack Carson, have I got news for you? The ad-lib may take a horrible drubbing tonight. Axel, should we attempt to stall the inevitable with a very lovely ballad?
It was just a neighborhood dance.
that's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a masquerade ball with costumes and all. 'Cause you were at the dance with me. It was just the ride on the train. That's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a trip to the stars, through Venus and Mars. 'Cause you were on the train with me. And when I kissed you, darling, it was more than just a thrill for me. It was the promise, darling, of the things that fate had willed for me. It was just the wedding in June. That's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a royal affair, with everyone there. 'Cause you said, yes, I do, to me.
Hey, Marvin, what did Jack Costa say when you told him I didn't have a comedy spot lined up for him?
Oh, he didn't say a word, boss.
Not a word?
No, not a word. He merely turned purple and started chewing up the carpet.
Oh, in that case, tonight's honored guest ought to have the steadying influence of wise and friendly counsel. Pied Pipers, please give Mr. Carson wise and friendly counsel.
When clocks start to gather and they get you in a lather, breaking down your normal stability, it is neither wise nor proper for a gent to blow his topper. Why be irritated? Light and OG.
Yes, Light and Old Gold. For comfort, for pleasure. The comfort of extra protection against cigarette dryness, the pleasure of luxurious extra flavor. You see, Old Golds get the benefit of a unique moisture-protecting agent we call apple honey. Made from the juice of fresh apples, it helps prevent cigarette dryness. And for superb extra flavor and bouquet, Old Gold adds a touch of Latakia tobacco to give you a tastier smoke, a friendlier smoke. Yes, light an Old Gold and enjoy the priceless comfort, the sheer pleasure of this truly great cigarette.
Oh, since I got me a cigarette with Latakia, nothing seems to jar my serenity. For a future bright and sunny, try a smoke with apple honey. Why be irritated? Light and OG.
And if you need a match, please see our Mr. Anybody. See, he's the little man in white tie and tails and blue jeans who makes a wonderful living each week by going. Mr. Anybody also gets time and a half whenever there's a second match strike. But Pipers, tell us, what corny jingle do we have in the Skip to Maloo department this PM?
We know a gal named Two-Ton Ruth. She weighs 2 ton, and that's the truth. Just got an urgent call from Ruth.
She's stuck in a telephone booth.
2 Ton Ruth is stuck. Get the tow truck. What's the street, Pipers? I'll go fetch her. And won't I be amazed if you tell me it's Easy Street? Naturally, I am.
Oh, so nice, hey, on Easy I'd love to live on Easy Street. Nobody works on Easy Street. Just sit around all day. Just sit and play the horses. Life is sweet for folks who live on Easy Street. Your weekly payments you must meet. That makes your hair turn gray. When opportunity comes knocking, you just keep on with your rocking, 'cause you know your fortune's made. And if the sun makes you perspire, there's a man that you can hire to plant trees so you can have shade on Easy Street. I'm telling everyone I meet, if I could live on Easy Street, wouldn't want no job today, so please go away. When opportunity comes knocking, keep on with your rocking, 'cause you know you got it made. And if the sun gets you down, keep a small boy around to plant trees so you can have a shady Easy Street. I'm B, telling all the cats I meet, if I could live on Easy Street, wouldn't want no job.
Oh, here comes Jack Carson. Marvin's trying to hold him back, but it's no use. Gosh, Jack must really be sore about me having no script him. I better hide.
I see you, Sinatra. Come out from behind that piccolo.
Now, Jack. Now, please, Jack. Now,
listen,
wait a minute.
Listen, Sinatra, I've got a bone to pick, and you may be it.
Now, Jack, wait a minute. Please, let me explain, will you? Now, Jack, let's talk this
script.
Thing over.
What's the idea, no script?
Jack, please. Wait till I introduce you. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you radio's most kindly and lovable personality.
Well, lovable anyway.
Radio's most bubbling and effervescent personality.
Just add water and listen for the fizz.
Radio's artiste of the ad-lib, master of the beau mot.
And a fool for the faux pas.
Jack Carson. Jack, much welcome to Latakia Lane. Have an old gold, boy, and here's a map.
Thank you, Frank. Have a Campbell's chicken noodle, boy, and here's a can opener.
Say, Jack,
yeah.
I'd like to compliment you on finding a lovely girl with the Hubba Hubba perfume.
Well, thanks, Frank. I think Randy Stewart is lovely, too.
You're telling me. I got a good look at her at your show before.
Yeah.
She's sensational.
Yeah, thanks, Frank.
Say, Jack, you're not really sore about me not writing you a big comedy spot tonight, are you?
Of course not, Frank. Good heavens, Frank, I was just kidding. After the show, I'll beat you over the head with your shoelaces.
You see, Jack, knowing how talented and versatile you are, I thought you'd prefer to ad-lib, you know, off the cuff stuff.
Of course, Frank. Naturally, I'd much rather ad-lib. I'll twist your bow tie so tight that when it unwinds, it'll fly you back all the way back to Hoboken. I got it out. I didn't say it very well.
Look, Jack, it's like I was telling the old gold crowd here. I said, now take that Jack Carson. Is he versatile? Why, Carson could take over a whole radio station and do every program by himself.
I could. I mean, I could.
You're kidding? You can do anything, Jack. Dramatics, music, comedy.
Duck soup to you, Carson.
Yeah? Duck soup to you, too, Sinatra.
Look, Jack, honestly, let's make believe that you've taken over a radio station, and from dawn until dark, you're doing every program by yourself.
I will. I mean, I will? Well, I'll be lonesome all by myself.
Oh, no. I'm going to go along and keep you company.
Oh?
Axel, please, a musical bridge to get us over to Carson's radio station.
Good morning, you lucky people of Radio Land. It's 5 a.m. here at station KUKU. Remember, KUKU spelled frontwards is... Ah, yes, dear friend. 5 a.m. at good old KUKU. Isn't it good to be alive? And especially at this hour, 5 a.m. Do you all have 5 a.m. out there?
We got 4:30 and shut up!
Two-way radio. That must be a little fast. And now it's time for those two health and happiness boys, Uncle Frank and Uncle Jack, with the morning exercises.
Once more, please.
Anytime you want it, just jump in there.
Okay. Rub your eyes.
It's time for your morning exercise.
If our calisthenics you'll employ,
you'll have a chest like Frankie Boy.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You can have muscles just like mine.
Breathe in deep
and breathe out deep.
We're all pooped out. Let's go back to sleep. Stay tuned to station KUKU for that soul-stirring serial entitled Sinatra Can Be Beautiful. And now, happy people, I see that it's 10 a.m. and time for Uncle Jack's Happiness Through Poetry, Carson.
Good morning, you patrons of the iambic pentameter. How are you all this lovely sunshiny morning? You are? Well, isn't that terrible? Now, let's see what I have this bright and beautiful morning, besides a ferocious hangover. To be sure, I have a lovely poem. May I read it for you? What? But I insist. I saw a little chap today. His hair was dark and wavy, with a bow tie round his neck so long, the ends hung in the gravy. His tiny legs were oh so lean, much leaner than a wiener. His torso, well, 'twas more so, like Grandpa's old pipe cleaner. I smiled and said, "Hey, laddie, hey, you're smaller than your clothes." He smiled, picked up his little fist, and bashed me in the nose. I staggered back and said, "My boy, that's rash. That's mighty rash." He smiled again, looked up at me, and said,
"Your father's mustache!"
Stay tuned to KUKU for that soul-stirring serial, Sinatra Faces South. And now KUKU joins the Cucamonga Network for a program already in progress.
Irma says, "Are you accusing me of murder, Mr. Tracy?" And Dick says, now get this, children. Dick says,
"You look like a stubby Calton boy."
Irma, suppose you quit asking foolish questions. Suddenly, children, a blinding light fills the room. A white, brilliant light. A blinding light, children. Dick Tracy says, "Adam Light, ye gods, I'm blind."
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, wrong network. Stay tuned to KUKU for that soul-stirring serial, Sinatra Faces West. 10 p.m. now at KUKU. My, has this been a short day? 10 p.m. as we adjoin the Azusa Network to hear the beloved Happy Harmony Boys, favorites of 25 years ago, in The Sweetest Story Ever Told.
Well.
I'll bring Ben, that freckle-faced man,
but don't bring Crosby.
I'll bring Hope with a nose like a rope,
but don't bring a Crosby.
Pork pie hat on top of his fuzz,
not as much fuzz as they used to was.
When he wears those shirts to town,
hey, the window shades come a-tumbling down.
Como can come and Carson that bum,
but don't bring a you know who.
I'm telling you that Boo 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 has to stay up on the shelf.
He came to town on the boxcars. Now look at all his Oscars.
Don't bring Crosby, don't bring Crosby.
I'll bring him myself.
That chubby rascal.
I'll bring him myself.
Thanks, Jack Carson. Thank you, Jack. Right here, folks, I'd like to pay tribute to the American radio announcer. He's doing more than selling his sponsor's product. He is helping us arrive at a truly American accent. Now, you've probably noticed that our top-ranking announcers, the Carpenters and the Wilsons and the Niles and the Goodwins and the Von Zells and the Millers, they never talk like any one section of the country. They talk like all sections of America put together. For example, get a load of this Marvin Miller.
Smooth.
Would you say that's northern or southern?
Delicious.
Or eastern?
Mellow.
Would you say it's western?
Mild.
Yes, sir. I think our big radio announcers have achieved a fine thing. A truly American accent. Take it, Marvin.
Smooth. Delicious. Mellow. Mild.
Smokers, how is it that the old gold people have created such a miracle of taste and flavor for your enjoyment? Why do you get such comfort, such pleasure from an old gold? Here's why. Old Gold does more to give you more. Old Gold devotes more attention to those little details and refinements that mean more smoking pleasure. To be specific, in Old Gold, you get not only a delicious blend of the world's choicest tobaccos, you get more, an added detail, Latakia tobacco, for extra flavor and richness. And Old Gold gives you more than the ordinary moistening agent, because in this cigarette, you enjoy the special humectant, that famous added detail, apple honey, which helps prevent cigarette dryness. Why, even the paper on Old Gold is another detail which gives you added smoking luxury. For it's made from virgin pure flax, converted into snow white, smooth, even burning cigarette paper. Yes, Old Gold does more to give you more. That's why they're so smooth, delicious, mellow, mild. Try a pack of Old Gold.
Last night at our shack out in North Hollywood, the doorbell rang and it was Angela, a girl that Nancy and I hadn't seen since the old school days in Jersey. Angie married a great big hulk of a guy named Dominic. We knew him well. 6'4" and built like the super chief. Dom was over there with Patton's Third Army. Of course, I don't want to go maudlin on you, but Dom isn't coming back. After the rough news, Angie came west with little Dom on account of her mom, little Dom's grandmom. She lives in Pasadena. The reason I'm telling you all this is that Angie and Dominic loved a certain song, and I told Angie I'd sing it for her tonight. Miss Terry Kearns, the song is you.
I hear music when I look at you. A beautiful theme of every dream I ever knew. Down deep in my heart, I hear it play. I feel it start, then melt away. I hear music when I touch your hand. A beautiful melody
from some enchanted land. Down deep in my heart, I hear it say, is this the day? I alone have heard this lovely strain. I alone have heard this glad refrain. Must it be forever inside of me? Why can't I let it go? Why can't I let you know? Why can't I let you know the song my heart would sing? That beautiful rhapsody of love and youth and spring. The music is sweet, the words are true, the song is you. Song my heart would sing, that beautiful rhapsody of love and youth and spring. The music is sweet, the words are true, the song is.
Thanks again, Axel. You know, it just dawned on me that 3 days from now, Brotherhood Week begins. Oh, excuse me, I nearly forgot our theme song. You see, our producer needs a few bars of this to make us come out on time. In case you haven't heard our little signature, something on the order of, put your dreams away for another day. And I will take their place in your heart, wishing on a star. As I was about to say before I so rudely interrupted myself, February 16th to the 24th is Brotherhood Week. Brotherhood Week is the week you stop hating your neighbor on account of his race or his religion. Brotherhood Week is the week that Callahan and Larson and Spadaccini bump into Lipstein and say, "Hiya, neighbor," and vice versa, too. And Brotherhood Week is the week that each one of us remembers that the fellows who gave their lives in this war were of many different nationalities, many different creeds, and that they died in the belief that what they died for would last a lot longer than a week. Good night.
Next Wednesday, what do you think, folks? A genuine governor. Yes, sir, Frank's next guest next week, Governor James Davis of the state of Louisiana, known to millions as Jimmy Davis, author of You Are My Sunshine, and leader not only of a great state, but leader of a wonderful hillbilly band, the Sunshine Boys. Don't miss Governor Jimmy Davis next Wednesday on the Frank Sinatra Show, presented by Old Gold, whose choice tobaccos are specially conditioned to help guard against cigarette dryness and to give you more smoking pleasure. Say, don't let little annoyances get you down. Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold. The Frank Sinatra Show is written by Glenn Wheaton and produced and directed for Old Gold by Man Holliner. Marvin Miller speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.